Good morning, brothers and sisters. I greet you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
各位弟兄姐妹平安，在主里面问候大家。
It's always a privilege to worship the Lord in other languages to prepare me for heaven.
我往往觉得非常的荣幸，让我能够在 Evan 的这个旧址里来跟大家分享。
What a day that will be when we hear all the languages of the world as we worship our great Lord.
如果我们想想，我们在这个世界的每个地方，我们都能够以不同的语言来敬拜神。
Today we have a very special task as we recognize God's hand in calling Evan Hertzsprung to serve in pastoral ministry here in New Life EFC.
今天我们有一个特别的任务，我们今天要来聚集在一起，是要来认可神的呼召。带领了Evan 牧师来到新生命堂来牧养他的子民，侍奉他。
Today we are here to celebrate God's timing and God's person, because there's no better place for God's commissioning than to turn to the Word of God.
今天我们在神的日子，在神的时间，在与神的同在的当中，我们一起要来庆祝。神的救治典礼，再没有比来到神的话语的当中来更恰当的。
We have all learned in our lives that God's timing is usually better than our timing.
我们借着我们的人生的经验，我们知道神的时间往往比我们的时间来得更好。
And today we give thanks for His work.
今天我们要来感谢他的工作。
We have read the text from 1 Timothy chapter 4, so that's in front of you.
我们刚刚念了提摩太前书四章。
The writer of that text is a veteran pastor by the name of the Apostle Paul.
这封书信的作者是一位经验丰富年老的牧者，就是保罗。
He wrote these words as he was inspired by God's Holy Spirit.
他是被圣灵感动写了这封信。
And there's no one better qualified to give us God's word for a commissioning service.
那么我就觉得在今天的就职典礼，这封信里面的信息将是非常的恰当。
The recipient of these words from Scripture was a younger pastor named Timothy.
那么这个书信的收信人呢，就是非常年轻的牧者，名字就是提摩太。
That's my favorite name in the Bible.
这是我非常我最喜爱的名字，圣经里面最喜爱的名字。
Pastor Evan tells me he's not as young as he looks.
那么 Evan 牧师跟我说，他并不像他外表这样这么年轻。
So we'll go ahead with I'm sure I'm older than him, and he's younger than me. So we'll go with that.
那么 Tim 牧师就说，那么事实上是我绝对是比他老，所以就觉得他是一个年轻的牧者。
I would like to draw from this text this morning five principles for succeeding in ministry from God's perspective.
那么从这篇提摩太前书四章，我就要提出五个因素，让我们能够追求在侍奉上的成功。
First principle is found in verse 12. I will read it again.
那么第一个原则是在第十二节，第四章十二节。
Command and teach these things. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for all the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, in purity.
提摩太前书四章十一节、十二节到十二节这么说：这些事你要吩咐人，也要教导人，不可叫人小看你年轻，总要在言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上都做信徒的榜样。
So the principle I would leave with you, Pastor Evan, is practice godly character in your life.
那么 Evan 牧师，我今天就要把这个第一个原则，就是你要来实行敬爱还有爱神的性格。
Godly character is number one in ministry, so I challenge you today, be a man of that personal godliness in your own walk.
那么敬虔爱神的性格是你做你事工上的排行的第一位，今天我就把这个挑战给过你，让你做一个做众人的榜样。
Do you notice as we read the text, the specific areas practice godly character in your speech?
那么在这个 这几节经文当中，我们要在言语上，我们要选择出我们来敬爱神。
Because what you say and how you say reflects really what's in your heart.
你所说的还有你怎么样的说，就反映了你在心中所想的。
Take some time to read through the Proverbs. They're very specific.
那么你有时间看看箴言，他们对你有非常不同的，有非常就是很清楚的要求。
Practice godliness as well in your life is the second admonition.
那么你要实行在你的生活中来敬爱神。
Practice godliness in your whole life wherever you are.
那么你要不管你在身处在任何地方，你都要来敬虔的来敬爱神。
Your life is to reflect godliness wherever you are, not just in ministry context, but in all aspects of life.
那么你敬爱神的不单只是在你的事工上。往往不管是你身处在任何地方，不管你是在任何的情况下，你都要来敬爱神。
The text calls us to practice godliness also in loving and in faith and in purity.
那么神也要在我们的爱心、信心和清洁上来施行神来敬爱神。
Practice godliness in your loving, which is your self-sacrificing actions for others.
那么你要来敬爱神，就是你有一个自我牺牲的这个性格。
You practice godliness through your faith, which is your commitment to the Lord and His Word.
那么你要来敬爱神，就是在神的语言上，你要来侍奉他。
Then the call of the apostle by the Holy Spirit is to practice godliness in your purity, both body and mind.
那么这里使徒保罗再一次的说，你要来敬爱神，以一个敬虔的生活，是在你的行为上，还有你的清洁上。
So the principle is practice godly character.
那么第一点就是你要来去施行来行出神的那个敬虔神还有爱神的性格。
And the second principle in verse 13 is be devoted to the word of God.
那么在第二点第二个原则就是在十三节，就是你要专心与神的话语。
I read that verse once more.
十三节。
Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture.To the preaching and the teaching.
你要以宣读、劝勉、教导为念，至等到我来。
So Evan and I would challenge you today as you assume this responsibility to practice biblical dependence because it's only God's word that transforms lives.
那么 Evan 牧师，我要把这个挑战给过你，就是你要试行来去依靠圣经的教导，只要有神的话语。
The admonition is to read the word of God.
你要天天的来读神的话语，你要来宣扬他的话语，你要教导，
那么
要把神的能力放在你的心中。
I think that I would phrase it just be radically biblical in your life and ministry.
那就是说，你的生命要完全彻底的以圣经为中心。
A third principle is in verse 14. We read it again.
那么在第三点。
Do not neglect your gift, which is given to you through the prophetic message, and the body of elders laid their hands on you.
第三点就是在第十四节，这里写到，你不要轻负所得的恩赐，就是从前借着预言，在众长老按手的时候赐给你的。
That principle for biblical success would be confirm God's gifting and then release it.
那么这节经文有讲到神的恩赐。以及你已经把恩赐赐给了你，然后你要把释放这个恩赐。
A question all of us in vocational ministry will one day ask ourselves is, do I have the right stuff?
那往往在事工上，我们有一个问号，就是我是否有这个能力，我究竟有没有这个料来去完成神的事工。
And the answer to that is easy, it's no.
那么答案是没有的。
But Christ in you does.
但是主耶稣基督在你身上是有的。
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6 encourages us in ministry to fan the flame of God in you.
那么在提摩太后书第二章在提摩太后书有讲到神在这里要鼓励我们要在事工上要好像把神在我们的心中好像火这样子的眺望起来。
And that will be sufficient.
那么因为这样子，这是足够的。
A fourth principle I would leave out of verse 15, be diligent and give it your all.
第四点，第四个原则就是在十五节这里讲到。
I read verse 15, be diligent in these matters, give yourself wholly to them, so that everyone may see your progress.
那么第四点讲到你要殷勤完全的献上，你要把自己全然的放在神的工作上。
The challenge of the God's word is to give yourself totally to the work of God and let Him work in you and then others see that work in you.
那么这个挑战就是你要你要把自己全然的献给神，然后周围的人看到了神的工作就会来帮助你。
When others see Christ working in us, that's when they come along to be a part of the ministry, to join with us, to assist.
那么当你在为神工作的时候，当周围的人看到了你的殷勤的工作，就会来帮助你。
And I am convinced in my life there is no success in ministry apart from very hard work.
那么我非常的肯定的就是说，如果没有劳苦的工作，你是不能够看到事工的成功。
In ministry, we are called to be self-starters.
然后很常往往的在事工上，我们神要我们当作是一个创始人。
You've already learned that principle in your life. Now you apply it in this position.
那在你的生命上，你可能已经有这样子的经历。那么现在你就要走出这一步来去做这事。
The fifth principle for biblical success in ministry comes out of verse 16.
那么第五个原则是在十六节。
Watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers.
十六节这样子写到，你要谨慎自己和自己的教训，要在这些事上恒心，因为这样行，又能救自己，又能救听你的人。
I think the principle I would identify there, Pastor Ian, is live a balanced life.
那么这第五点，我这里我可以说就是你要有一个平衡的生活。
There are two admonitions in the balance. Watch your life and watch your doctrine.
这里有两个因素，一个就是你要谨慎你的行为，然后另外一个因素就是你要在你的教条信仰上你要谨慎。
I think that the terminology of watch your life just takes us back to verse 12 again about that admonition for personal godliness.
那么当神叫我们来谨慎我们自己的行为，就带我们重回到第十二节的那一点。
And I think the second one, watch your doctrine in your life, takes us simply back to verse 13, which is an admonition there to watch the word of God, be devoted to the word of God in your life. Balance those two.
那么他第二点讲到我们要谨慎我们的教条，就好像就带回我们到第十三节的时候，就说你要专心的来专心以神的话语。
And I am convinced that both of these are essentials for the long haul of ministry.
那么我觉得这两个因素对你的事工来讲是非常有必须的。
This great doctrine without a godly life will only be words.
那么伟大的教条，但是却没有敬虔的生活，它只不过是一些语言文字而已。
And a godly life without true doctrine really won't transform anybody's life.
但是如果你有一个敬虔的生活，但是却没有教条真正的道理，也不能带来生命的改变。
So Pastor Evan, today I challenge you with that balance because it's the key to many things in life.
那么Evan 牧师，我就把这两个因素，一个平衡的生活来交给你，这是我们生活上许多不可缺少的钥匙。
And I would say from the Word of God, it is also the key for spiritual ministry success.
那么对于一个属灵的事工，这也是必须的。
And I pray that these principles from God Himself will be your lighthouse in the fog of life.
那么我愿这些从神而来的原则，在你人生充满云雾迷茫的时候，能成为你的人生的灯塔。
I would review them one more time to leave them with you.
那么我再一次的来重复。
Practice godly character.
你要来试行一个敬虔爱神的性格。
Be devoted to the word of God.
然后你要第二点就是你要专心以神的话语。
confirms God gifting and then release it.
然后第三点就是你要肯定神的恩赐以及释放神的恩赐。
Be diligent, persevere, give it everything you have.
那么第四点就是你要殷勤完全的摆上。
And live balanced at all times.
然后第五点就是你要过一个平衡的生活。
I would also say to you as a congregation,
那么对这里的会众们，
No pastor experiences a success in ministry without people around him.
那么就是一个成功的一个侍奉的成功是不可能的，如果没有周围的人在帮助他。
And as Pastor Evan has been called for this work, you are called to be the body of Christ in this work as well.
那么当Evan 牧师他被呼召来这里侍奉，他也一样的呼召你成为主里面的肢体。
As we pray in this service in a few moments, I pray that it would be your recommissioning of your life to service for Christ in this place.
接着下来我们将会有一个就职典礼，那么我的祷告也是这个也将会成为你的就职典礼。
Going to ask Pastor Evan and Ryan if you'll come and join us up front, would you, as I give you this pledge for ministry.
那么我们要邀请Evan 牧师还有师母上前来，我们要来宣誓。
Will we translate this?
Yes, I will. Do you want to be here?
Can we go down?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
On behalf of our Praise District family, I welcome you to the family and the God's church here. I believe God has a very specific ministry He wants to do in you and through you, and I commend you to this congregation for the work that God is going to accomplish.
我相信神已经呼召了你来侍奉他的教会新生命的播道会，成为侍奉的团队。我们委任你这个呼召。
Believing that the Lord has called you, Evan Hertzsprung, to serve this church ministry here in New Life EFC in a team ministry, we commission you this morning to that call.
我们相信神呼召了你，我们现在就委任你这个呼召来侍奉他的教会新生命播道会。
I'd ask you to respond to the following pledges with I will as you commit to God and to this congregation.
当我问你这个问题的时候，你可以答我愿意。
Will you here today confirm your willingness to become part of the leadership team of this congregation?
I will.
兄弟就是今天你是否愿意成为新生命教会领袖团队的一份子？他的答案是我愿意。
Will you commit yourself to the high authority of God's word as the foundation of your team ministry here?
你是否能够委身以神至高的话语成为你事工团队的根基
？I will.
I should have added one. Will you learn how to speak with translation? It's taken me 15 years.
他们已经习惯了翻译的工作。
The third one, will you by God's grace yield your ministry labor to the energizing power of the Holy Spirit in you?
你是否能够借着神的恩典你是否靠神在你身上的圣灵来展开事工
I will.
Will you covenant before God to be watchful over your personal walk in faith and in your family life in ministry?
在主的面前你是否约定在你个人的信心与主同行以及你的家庭生活上能够谨慎
I will.
You can respond to this last one in Mandarin if you choose.
我愿意。
Will you commit yourself and your pastoral leadership to the support of the team ministry as we minister together as the Evangelical Free Church of Canada?
你是否能够在你个人的即牧师领导者来支持播道会建立这个团队的事工
？I will.
I'm going to ask the board.Church board to come join us as we practice the biblical process of laying on of hands. Pastor and Mrs. Hertzsprung, would you come please with your boy and your daughter-in-law? Just join us in prayer for that. I think it would be good for a father's blessing at this point in time to be a part of that.
我们先有请教会的执事还有 Pastor Ralph 我们进前来为 Pastor Evan 来做一个按手的就职典礼。
请各位那个
Yeah, 执事同工。
Just come around behind and just join them. We've just violated the number one rule in any church. Don't mess with any of the worship people's stuff. Thank you. Give us a little more room there. Would you stand as we pray together? And would you commit yourself to the ministry that God has called as well? I will ask Pastor Ben if he will lead us in prayer, then I will pray in English as well.
我们先请萧牧师为我们祷告，然后我会用英文来祷告。
爱我们慈悲的天父，我们的主，我们的神，我们这个时候特别将我们的英文牧师 Pastor Evan Hirschsprung 跟他的家人 Melon 跟他的小孩子都恭恭敬敬地仰望你，求主你保守他们前面的路程，带领我们新生命教会一起的做福音的事工团队，使你的名在这边高举，求主你帮助我们，帮助 Pastor Evan， 这样祷告祈求奉靠主耶稣基督的名，阿们。
Lord Jesus, Lord of the church, we come before you again as your scripture has outlined for us, just to come and lay hands upon those whom we believe you have called to serve in a vocational sense of the ministry of the church and for Jesus Christ. So thank you for this day as we join with Pastor Evan and Mayan and just commit them to the work that you've called them to do. Along the way, for those of us who are called to serve in ministry, sometimes there are surprises. Sometimes we don't know that we're going to be the ones you put your hand upon, but when we know that, then we are in a position to walk in obedience, and thank you for the walk of obedience of this couple to make themselves available to you from their training and from their searching of their hearts to serve you, that this is the place, and this is the time, this is the work that you've asked them to do, to join with you as Lord of the church and take this position. We thank you that our prayer is that their ministry would have a tremendous blessing and the success of the Word of God through them and in them to this church and to the lives which they will touch. Thank you that we have the privilege as the body of Christ to stand with them this day and recognize that these are holy and sacred moments. These are moments when we all yield to you as the Lord of the church and the Lord of our lives and saying, this thing called the church is a big thing. And when you call us to serve you, we come with humbleness, we come with great dependence upon you. And so I pray that the Spirit of God would flow through this couple using them, and that the church body would be a tremendous blessing to them. That they would just feel love of Christ, they would just feel that wonderful support of encouragement and help and assistance in the ministry you've called them. Thank you that that's how you've designed it. Today we humbly bow ourselves before you to be a part of the church of Jesus Christ in the work which you are accomplishing. I ask now that you would, through this congregation, hear prayers of commitment from many, many people who would say, Lord, I'm on board. I'm a part of that team. I want to be a part of the future ministry, and that you together would draw us to a place where the teamwork and the ministry of the work here together would be something that would be truly blessed of the Lord in a very unique way. Thank you for this privilege. Thank you for the call. Thank you for your sufficiency for the body of Christ as we go forward until Jesus calls us home till we're done, that we'll be faithful to the ministry you've given to us. So we commission this couple and this congregation to you for the future ministry in the glory of Jesus Christ, Lord of the church. Amen.
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 Amen. 请坐。
愿一切荣耀颂赞归于真神和主救主耶稣基督。在尘世生命寄托的路上，多少人被热泪伤，宿舍几次的慈爱故事，虽说它色漫长，借我此恩福，借我此恩福，借我生命，掌住荣耀，借我此恩福，救主听我求，借我此恩福，使他人得救，诉说耶稣基督慈爱故事，诉说他赦罪大能，别人信主要借你去见证，生活时刻向明灯，借我此恩福，借我此恩福，借我生命，掌住荣耀，借我此恩福，救主听我求，借我此恩福，使他人得救。真是像关爱之旅，让爱人相处爱你，这情的丈夫要忠于主的托付，借我此恩福，借我此恩福，借我生命，掌住荣耀，借大家坐下。请。
好，那我们就坐着吧。那我们为了奉献献上祷告哈。
Let us pray。
主啊，我们再次为了新生命，为了艾文牧师能加入我们的团队，献上满心的感谢。主，我们知道你是有丰盛恩典的主，你恩待新生命，恩待新生命所有的弟兄姐妹们，你也恩待我们的下一代青少年。主，我们感谢主，就求你祝福艾文牧师在这里的侍奉，也时刻提醒我们弟兄姐妹，跟他们一起做一个得力的团队。荣耀主你的名。主，我们为了弟兄姐妹今天金钱的奉献献上祷告，愿主你祝福每位愿意为你的施工奉献时间金钱精力的每位弟兄姐妹，在你的施工上有份，在你的祝福上有份。我们奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告，阿门。
God our Father, in your wisdom and love you made all things. I pray that you bless these men, that they may be strengthened as Christian fathers. I pray that you let the example of their faith and love shine forth. Grant that we, their sons and daughters, may honor them always with a spirit of profound respect. I pray that as it is time for exams for many students, that you will be with them so they may be able to achieve greatness in their future. I also pray that you use this money